welcome back to it. A lot of people talking about the attorney general here in Michigan, Dana Nessel, saying turn in your neighbor. Turn in your neighbor if you think they're violating the governor's stay home, stay safe order. Yeah, Nessel urging Michigan residents to contact local law enforcement if they believe their neighbors are breaking the order. These are unprecedented times, and my office is working with Governor Whitmer's office, local law enforcement agencies, and other parties to ensure these executive orders are being followed. We have asked to make you stay home. Nessel asked residents to contact her office and file reports of price gouging and scams. Other violations, according to her statement, other violations of the governor's executive orders, please contact law enforcement agency where you reside. Please contact the law enforcement agency where you reside. Turn in your neighbors. Thank you, Dana Nessel, for that. By the way, the penalty, $500, 90 days in jail. We'll see what my next guest thinks of this. He ran for governor as a Republican, former state senator Pat Kolbeck here. Pat, welcome back.
Hey, great to be with you, Steve. Yeah, I'm sure all of our law enforcement officials are really enjoying that, Steve.
Yeah, well, you know, and we've seen a bit of it. I saw a car wreck on the west side where the state police were then questioning the two women were ejected from the car, bad accident, not killed, in the hospital, asking them if they were in violation of the governor's stay-at-home order at the time of the car accident. Really?
Yeah.
This is what we're doing?
Everybody's lost perspective, and when you couple that with the order that came out of Governor Whitmer's administration in regards to penalizing or threatening the loss of license for physicians who are actually on the front lines of battling this COVID-19 virus, threatening them with the loss of their license if they prescribe life-saving medication like this hydroxychloroquine with Zithromax treatment that's out there. This is getting
right,
ridiculous.
The Z-Pak. You know, it's funny, the same day that the state of Michigan basically told physicians you might lose your license to practice medicine, in the state of New York, they began clinical trials on those malaria drugs. To see how they
absolutely
work, because the malaria drugs
in New York and Minnesota, they can't even find enough patients to go off and do this. And, you know, the worst thing about this is it's actually a violation of the law for her to issue that edict. There was a right to try legislation that I sponsored back in 2014. We passed it into law. It said you cannot do this to physicians who are giving their patients an opportunity for life. And ultimately, this should be between the doctors and the patients, and this is why, big picture-wise, there are serious philosophical differences between Governor Whitmer and the rest of us when it comes to things like socialized medicine versus leaving those decisions between doctors and patients. And here's just a manifestation of that philosophy.
Well, and I agree with that. And here's the most outrageous thing about all of this was the when she came out on Monday to me, and the governor saying that 70% of us are going to be sick. That's 7 million people in Michigan, and 1 million of us could use be in need of hospital beds. Well, nobody has predicted that, not anywhere. I mean, what are the baseline numbers for such an outrageous claim? And, of course, nobody will come on this program and tell me.
One of the bright spots for this whole crisis has been the people that President Trump has surrounded him with, like Dr. Birx, for example. Man, she is a rock star. I hope she gets some sort of presidential medal of freedom or something for her efforts during this time of crisis here. But she points out that all these models that were used to predict 500,000 deaths out or in Great Britain, now they're 500,000 cases. Sorry, have now been downgraded to show only 20,000.
No. It said 500,000 deaths. That's what it said.
Oh, 500,000
the guy said 500,000 people would die in the UK. 2.2 million would die in America.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane.
I mean,
it's been downgraded to 20
grand. They plug something into a spreadsheet, and they think it's the real world. And that's the same thing our global warming folks like to do, too.
Well, and that's the problem with the modeling. So I guess my question then becomes.
And I like models. I do models. I did models for the environment and environmental control system on space station. Models are important. Like, these people are injecting their own political views into the model.
Well, here's my question. Where do we go from here? I mean, we've got another, 2.5 weeks of this shutdown, I think, until, April the 13th or something, whatever it is. And the point being is, you know, how long and at what cost? Because the Michigan economy, as you know, is just getting pummeled along with the economy around the country. 3.3 million unemployment claims made in a single week, the worst month back in 2008. The worst month was 800,000. We got 3.3 million last week alone.
Absolutely, and a lot of this is being fanned by fear and anxiety. And one of the things that I really got upset about when the governor issued her her stay-at-home order was that she was doing fear-mongering. Anything that was a sign of hope or something that could have been couched in terms of, guys, we're going to get through this. Instead, she just went off and started doing anything she could to fan fear and flame. She goes off and puts out a false note that says there is no cure. And instead of going off, and you can say, you can look at the FDA site and say, officially says there is no official cure. But that totally ignores the fact that there are those promising trials that are going on with the hydroxychloroquine studies that are going on. There's other antibody studies. There's dozens of these promising cures out in the works right now, but she doesn't mention that. She focuses in on the fact that she wants to amplify that there is no cure so that she can reinforce her stay-at-home order. And then she goes off and stops the dissemination of information about the negative test rate on these COVID-19.
And that's something else I want to touch base with you on. I want to touch base with you on that. Pat Kolbeck here, former Michigan State Senator, former candidate for governor as a Republican in Michigan a couple of years ago. But we don't have a complete picture, do we? We know that there's been around 600,000 tests in the United States. We have, 85,000 that have tested positive right now. The rest are either tested negative or are pending. But how many tests in Michigan? How many people tested negative? Because the rate had been about 1 in 9 would test positive. 1 in 9 of those tested, that was the number that was working last week at this time. I'm going to think that it's fairly consistent. I'd like to know.
And those are only the people that are symptomatic, right? So a lot of people are asymptomatic, and so they're not even going to go off and bother and get tested, but they still may have the virus. So the lethality rates and mortality rates are being pitched out there to go off and push a Chicken Little narrative are irresponsible. And I think you have to have a message of rational risk mitigation and things like following the CDC guidelines. And identifying where the high-risk populations are and ask those people to self-quarantine, not shut down the whole economy of the state of Michigan. I think there's political motives involved in an approach that only promotes fear and anxiety and does not go off and promote a message of hope. We are not looking for a victim-in-chief. We are looking for a commander-in-chief. And unfortunately, I don't think Governor Whitmer is delivering.
Pat Kolbeck, former Michigan State Senator, former candidate for governor here in the state. Greatly appreciate it, Pat. And I want you to stay safe and keep coming back. Your voice an important one in this conversation as well. Thank you, Pat.
Well, thank you, Steve, for getting the word out. God bless.
There you go. Pat Kolbeck, everybody, here on the program. By the way, running the numbers, Michigan's been increasing about 25%, the number of cases. Today, I think we're at 2870, close enough. That means the number today should be 3,575, 4,400 by Saturday, 5,600 by Sunday. And by a week from now, we'll be at about just shy of 11,000 if things continue on this path, if the numbers hold. So these are numbers to know and to pay attention to, because if they hold, then it tells us what's happening. If the numbers vary, the numbers matter. This is the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees. They're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
This message sponsored by OK To Say and MAB.